You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. In her day job, Tricia Sale works as an RNIB Community Connections Coordinator for the Southwest. But recently, she's been appearing on our screens, taking part in an incredible adventure in the latest series of Race Across the World on BBC One. Trish, welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Nice to be here, thank you.
And for people who might not be familiar with the programme, can you explain how Race Across the World works?
There's five sets of couples. There's two sets of father-daughters, there's a married couple and two brothers. I'm in myself and my best friend. We're given a certain amount of money that would take us from the start point to the finish point if we were to fly. However, we're not allowed to fly. So we've got to get from the start to the finish via some checkpoints with this little amount of money. And we have to work and pay our way on the way through, trying to catch lifts and cheap buses and do all sorts of jobs on the way through. And the reason it's a race is because we're racing against each other to get to the finish. And whoever finishes first gets a massive prize of £20,000.
And what made you want to take part in the programme in the first place?
Since I started losing my eyesight, I started to become inside myself, and I lost a lot of confidence and I became kind of sight loss Trish. So I thought that if I went on this programme that I'd find myself again, and prove to myself that I am worthy and that I can do things, but also to prove to other people with sight loss that the sight loss isn't the be all and end all of everything, and that if they want to do something and they put their mind to it, they can do it. So that's kind of why I wanted to do it, and and have the amazing experience as well.
You mentioned your sight loss there. Before starting the trip, were you worried that your visual impairment might cause some extra challenges for yourself and Kathy?
Yeah, absolutely, because I know that I can't see detail, so looking at a map isn't the best thing for me. I was concerned that because if we had to drive at any point, then I can't drive because I'm not legal to drive anymore. So I'd be very reliant on Kathy to do things like that. But also, because we've known each other since we were 13, I trust her completely. So if she says stop, I know to stop. So I did think that I was going to kind of be putting on her quite a bit. I was very concerned about it. And also because I don't actually look as if I've got sight loss, and a lot of people kind of comment on it. And a lot of the time I don't use my cane because I've got Kathy there. So I was fairly concerned, to be fair.
Did you take anything with you to try to make things a bit easier? Any sort of tools or gadgets to help?
So, yeah, before I went, I got a lot of tips and hints from RNIB about things like taking a digital camera, because I know that we all kind of rely on the cameras on our phones. And obviously we weren't allowed a phone or any internet access. And then I can zoom in on things with a digital camera. I did also take my cane with me. Like I said, a lot of the time I relied on Kathy, and you'll be able to see us holding hands and me linking arms with her quite a lot, just because she is kind of my guide.
And were there times then during the journey where you felt that your sight loss played a part in how you felt?
Yeah, because of the sight loss, I do suffer from anxiety quite a bit. So there were occasions where I kind of got up in the morning thinking, oh my god, we've got a massive journey to do. How am I going to do this with my sight? And I'm going to have to rely on Kathy for this, that and the other. So yeah, my anxiety kind of went through the roof a bit. So we keep laughing, me and Kathy, because she gives me the verbal slap to kind of get me out of it, and then we kind of crack on and one foot forward. So
I'm sure there's some real sort of pinch me moments you couldn't believe were happening during the whole journey. What was the biggest one for you?
I think that there was literally a pinch me moment on every single day. For me, I think that the biggest pinch me moment was when we were sat at the airport in Heathrow and they said, you're going to Vancouver and you're on the race. And it was like, wow, I'm actually doing this. And when we got out to Vancouver, just seeing the sights of Vancouver, because the air is so much cleaner there and everything is so big and so vast, I could see more than I thought I was going to. So yeah, it was, yeah, every day was a pinch me moment, to be fair.
And when you look back at the experience now, What have been the big takeaways for you? Has it changed things for you?
Oh, it's changed my life massively since the race. I've got a lot more confidence. So I'm just Trish now, rather than sight loss Trish. But also, I was in a job prior to the race, and it was quite a negative atmosphere, not from the staff or anything like that, but just where I was, it was quite negative about my eyesight. So saying, oh, I don't want you to help me because your sight loss and all of that lot. And I always thought I wouldn't get another job because of my eyes. And so when I got back, I thought, actually, I'm going to do it. I'm going to apply for a new job. I applied for two and I got offered two jobs. So yeah, I was very lucky that RNIB said yes to me. So massive change in my lifestyle.
And people watching at home might not have thought about people who are blind and partially sighted going on adventures like these. Is this something that you'd like people watching at home to be able to take away from watching you on the programme?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If I can change somebody's perception of sight loss and what they can do with being visually impaired or severely sight impaired, and they realise that actually if Trisha can do it, I can do it, then absolutely, it was definitely worth me doing it, because I want to give back to people the strength that I got back from doing it.
And has the trip changed the way that you approach your new role with RNIB as a community connections coordinator?
I don't think the trip has changed my outlook on things towards my job. I just absolutely love my job now. You know, I should have done it years ago. But for me, I'm in a job that I absolutely love, and I'm helping people that are on the start of their sight loss journey. So yeah, it's so rewarding. And yeah, if I can help one person, then it makes me happy.
And what comes next for you? Have you been inspired to travel more?
I have been inspired. When we got back, about a month later, myself and Kathy decided we were going to walk up Machu Picchu. So we did that. A week after we got back from Machu Picchu, I ran the London Marathon. And I've just booked myself to do a trek on the Great Wall of China in October. So, yeah, my feet kind of haven't touched the ground now because I've kind of realised that I can do these things. So why not?
Lots of adventures to come. Well, you can catch up with Trisha's journey so far on the BBC iPlayer. New episodes of Race Around the World are on BBC One Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Trish Sale, adventurer and RNIB Community Connections Coordinator, thanks for speaking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much for having me.